What's your name? You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Okay, thank you, UMD, for that PSA. Now we're going to start talking about our topic for this week, which is, of course, Green Day. So Green Day is, you might know them from their hits like American Idiot or Basket Case. They're a punk band that originated from Berkeley, California, and took the world by storm in 1994 with their third album, that their first one released with a major label, Dookie. I hate that name, by the way. I hate that album name. But sorry, this is not about me. This is about them. And so their third album, Dookie, which had the hits of Basket Case and Basket Case and I'm gonna die of they had their first hits on those. That album sat at number two or number three for a couple weeks. It went multi-platinum. And that was also the album where people were like, you know what? You are a sellout. You're actually a sellout. Oh my God. Longview was the song I was looking for. I don't know why that took me so long. But in 1994, they released Dookie with it. And that album shot them into superstardom, right? And so you're thinking, okay, what's so wrong about that? Like, everyone wants to be a star. And that's true. Everyone might want to be a star if you're in the mainstream. But to many punk rockers, joining the mainstream is a betrayal. And so while rock music was becoming more and more popular, there was a revival in the mid-1990s with The Offspring and Dead Kennedys coming into forefront. And then we see after this album, we see more artists like Blink-182 and pop rock becoming much more popular. And so Green Day was definitely, they helped make this more mainstream, but the mainstream also brought them in. They brought them in. And so the question was, are these real punk artists? Because they sold out, they signed with this major record label, they're making all this money. And so that leads to another question of, is it okay for artists to use punk aesthetics if they're not following the DIY punk valor, if they're not following all these rules? But it also leads to another question, a similar question, which is, if they're continuing to perform and stand up for the same values that they said initially, and they're simply using punk music, is that so bad? Are they in the wrong? And I think to begin, it reminds me a little bit of Bob Dylan, who used protest music to get famous, and then he turned around when he was famous and he stopped making that type of music, and then he goes, I was never interested in protests. I was never interested in protest music. But he used that to get famous. Those are the people that supported him. And that feels like a betrayal. But Green Day they've continued to tour, and they stand by the same principles that they started with. In 2004, when they released American Idiot, which is a rock opera, by the way, I did not know that. Very cool. Which was a rock opera. They have since amended some of those. When they tour today and they play today, they amend those lyrics to critique the current administration and the current state of affairs. And so they continue critiquing, which is the role of punk. Punk is known to be oppositional and against the mainstream. And so if they're continuing to oppose others, if they're continuing to play rock music, if they're not sitting down and saying, we only want to be famous, we're just going to make music that caters to being famous, then can you really call them sellouts? I don't think so. I personally, after researching, this is my little thesis, while Green Day did work hard to become famous, they did not betray their artistic principles and artistic creativity in order to achieve that. And now you guys have listened to me talk long enough. We'll get into some more, and we'll get into what makes me so sure that Green Day did not sell out. And also we'll talk about the drama with my father about Green Day, which isn't really drama, but I want to share it with you guys. And we're going to talk about all this after we listen to some classic rock music, some classic punk music, some music that definitely helped shape Green Day and the music scene to where it is today. This, we're going to start with The Ramones, I Want to Be Sedated. Then we're going to go into Dream Police and Cheap Trick, which influenced a lot of their later music. And then we're going to move into some more other punk rock music. But let's start off with some Ramones. This is I Want to Be Sedated on WMUC FM College Park, where college music is good music. I'm so sorry, folks. I don't know why. I am having some technical difficulties today whenever I try to play the music from my computer and use the aux cord, for whatever reason, it always goes, no, you're not actually, you can't play that on an air. It's just going to come through your headphones. And so it's really annoying. And so if you give me one moment, we'll get that if it will work. I'm so sorry. Oh my god. Why are you like this? But Green Day was actually formed when the members were still in high school. Billy Joe Armstrong also shares that he... Oh, it's working. Oh, thank goodness. Okay. Oh, give me one moment. And he credits different people when he was younger bringing in different mixtapes in middle school and such, and them to introducing him to punk music, which I think is pretty cool. And it points out how punk music tries to be the music of community. It's generally pretty localized. Punk shows are known for having a lot of artists that are local, even if they're really bad. But punk tries to be the music of community. Speaking of punk music, this is I Want to Be Sedated by The Ramones.
My brain, oh no, oh, 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 oh. Those bands.
That was Dream Police by Cheap Trick. That is one of my personal favorites from their catalog. And so I felt like playing it, even though most people might know them from Surrender or even I Want You to Want Me, I feel like more people should listen to Dream Police by Cheap Trick. So I, you know, be the change you want to see in the world. This is WMUC FM College Park, where college music is good music. And right before we listened to Cheap Trick, we were listening to I Want to Be Sedated by the Ramones. And if you want, you can think of those two songs like a two-parter. You know, I Want to Be Sedated, and then once you're sedated and you fall asleep, then the Dream Police come to get you, and then you want to wake up, and it's an endless cycle. Unfortunately, we are not talking about that cycle today. Today, on Sellouts with Sia, where we look at an artist and we say, hey, they sacrifice their artistic integrity in order to make some money and get famous and make out with supermodels. Theoretically, I don't know what's on these people's minds, but I feel like making out with supermodels would probably be on the top of their list. We're talking about Green Day. Now, before the music, we were talking about how there's some drama between my father and Green Day. This isn't really related to them being sellouts, except it sort of is. My father, as many fathers are, was the basis for a lot of my musical taste. He was the person who started to get me interested in music, and I credit a lot of my taste to him. They're like, I have a teacher who's like, who knows who Nat King Cole is? I raise my hand. Who knows who Joan Baez is? I raise my hand. Does anyone else raise their hand? I don't really want to know. I don't really want to say anything. They could be raising their hands telepathically, or they don't want to show that they really have really good music taste. But I'm just saying, he is the reason that I know I have a wide variety of music, and I know a wide variety of music. He loves rock music. He loves Cheap Trick. He loves Ramones. You know who he absolutely hates? Green Day. He hates them. And once I asked him, I said, so why don't you like Green Day? And I wasn't even trying. I was curious. I wasn't trying to goad him or anything. And he just goes, he starts getting into it. And I'm starting to think that maybe Billy Joe Armstrong did something to him personally that he just does not want to talk about with us, his family. He doesn't want to let that embarrassment slide because he gets so mad. Not like mad at me, but just mad. He goes, what has Green Day ever done for anyone musically? There's no creativity there. There's nothing there. They're just nothing burgers. They're nothing. Oh my God. And I was like, okay. Thanks for sharing, Dad. Cool. And then he goes, now put on some PJ Harvey. Now that's someone with creativity. And I go, yeah, fair enough. But it's really funny because he doesn't really have that type of animosity towards any other artist. He doesn't have that towards like My Chemical Romance or even Fall Out Boy. Just Green Day. And I think it is the funniest thing ever. I think that is the funniest artist to hate. And I think it's so funny. Like, I don't even, maybe he's doing it for the bit. He looked at the Billboard 100 one day in 1994 and said, I need someone to have beef with. He moved his finger up and down and he said, Green Day, that's it. That's the one. And it's been like that for what, like 30 years now? Crazy. Okay, but anyway, that's neither here nor there. But I just wanted to share that there are some negative feelings about Green Day, and especially from the punk community in that time, there were people who said they're selling out because they had already done two albums with an independent record label, Green Day, by the time they released Dookie and received mainstream and commercial success. And so this is to say that they already had fans and they already had people who were supporting them. And so apparently, right when they started like making a deal with Warner Brothers, there was someone picketing them and saying, don't you know what Warner Brothers has done? Like, you're such a bad person. And I think what it's the balance is that, well, I'm not, there's not like, they wanted to be famous. They wanted to be famous and they did what they had to do to be famous. And they have not completely sacrificed their integrity to do that. because you don't see them running around saying, you know what, we love capitalism, and you don't see them becoming the faces for all these different programs. What are they doing today? They're touring. They're not necessarily, you know, creating a new world, but they are still engrossed in some type of performative activism that is typically associated with punk music. They have spoken out about the Israel and Palestine conflict, and they have continued to try and be a punk band, even though many hardcore punk bands do not consider them punk rock. But I think I would argue that they always knew that they were going to sacrifice that aspect of their musicality, but they did so pretty early on in their career because they were churning out music pretty quick. Their first album only came out in 1990, and then Dookie came out in 1994. And while 4 years may seem like a long time if you're like me and you're in college, it doesn't seem like that long in the grand scheme of things. A lot can change in 4 years. So, what happened after Dookie? They released a couple more albums, but their next big hit, didn't happen until 2004, which was their seventh album. So between their third album and their seventh album, they released, what is that, 3 or 4 albums that did not receive the same mainstream success. In fact, there's a article from 1995 that says it's not being easy being Green Day, the sellout band that isn't really selling, because the album that they had released in 1995, Insomniac, even though it did do well, it was not doing as well as their previous album. And that was the case with the next two albums that they would release. Insomniac, Nimrod, and Warning were the three they released in between Dookie and American Idiot. Those three, while they did sort of chart, and I think they all went gold, and I think Insomniac and Nimrod even did better than that, they did not change the musical landscape, and they didn't really like their third album had done. And it also should be noted that I don't think that if you say, hey, what's a Green Day song? No one's, unless you're a deep fan or someone who really enjoys that type of music, most people will not say a song from Insomniac, Nimrod, or Warning. They're going to say a song from American Idiot or a song from Dookie. Or they won't even say a song from Kerplunk or 39 / Smooth, which were their first two albums. And so, yeah, but I feel like those three albums really show why they're not a sellout, because those three albums in between, they were experimenting with other types of rock music, and they could have gone after Insomniac, be like, okay, this whole creativity thing isn't really working for us. We gotta go back and we gotta do something else. But they didn't. They stuck with it for two other albums. And then American Idiot, even though it did regain popularity, it was released as a rock opera. And so that's like a whole creative output on itself, because they're not just making hits. They're not making singles. And that's all. They're making something that has to be cohesive and work together in itself. And I think that's pretty sick. Nasty. Okay, let's listen to some punk music. Before we listen to some punk rock music, now let's listen to some punk music. We're gonna listen to Bloodstains by Agent Orange, which is a classic punk song you'll recognize by the short, how short it is, and the short strums. And then we're gonna listen to some music that came out around the same time that some rock music that became popular the same day, around the same time Green Day was becoming popular. That is, of course, The Offspring. And then we'll listen to some more rock music, and then we'll get to Green Day. Because, you know, you, it's all about the build. You gotta build up. There has to be a payoff. You guys, there's gotta be a payoff. You gotta understand the musical influences, and then you can fully understand Green Day. Sorry, I'm being too pretentious right now, but I do work at a radio station, so I guess that's what happens. This is WMUC FM College Park, where college music is good music, or I guess at least pretentious music. This is Bloodstains by Agent Orange.
Gotta keep them separated. Separated.
Hey!
The man, you're disrespecting me.
Take him out.
You gotta keep them separated. Separated.
Hey! Man, you're talking back to me. Take him out.
You gotta keep them separated.
Hey! We'll be right back.
separated.
Hey, man, you're disrespecting me. Check him out.
Gotta keep them separated.
Hey, hey, you know mine. You're under 18, you won't be doing any time. Hey, 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 come out and play.
That was Husker Du, Don't Want to Know If You're Lonely. That is a song that has also been covered by Green Day, and so it's Husker Du was a... Well, that's not how you pronounce it. It's like Husker Du, because it's a U, but it has the little two dots. But I unfortunately never actually learned how to pronounce that. And this is WMUC FM College Park, where college music is good music. That is Don't Want to Know If You Are Lonely by Husker Du. Preceded by Banana Splits by the Dickies, preceded by Come Out and Play by The Offspring, one of my personal favorites, preceded by Bloodstains by Agent Orange. Pardon me. And so we saw there a little bit of a mix of classic, more classic rock, and what does punk rock sound like? And all that to say that we're finally here, we're going to listen to some Green Day, and you get to hear their beautiful music. Well, beautiful is, you know, arguable, but you get to hear their music. That this is from their third album, Dookie, which topped the charts. Actually, it didn't top the charts, but it got pretty high up there and launched them into superstardom. It is the album that they are incredibly famous for. It's the album that had people saying you're sold out. It is the album that was their first album released under a major label instead of an independent label. It is their album that got them touring. It is the album which has the songs that you listen to and you want them to play if you ever see them live. Let's hear one of those songs. You're not going to hear it live, but you're going to hear it and then be like, gosh darn, I don't really want to hear that song live. This is Welcome to Paradise by Green Day.
Welcome to paradise. A gunshot rings out at the station. Another urchin snaps and left it on his own. It makes me wonder why I'm still here. But some strange dreams and it's now feeling like I am. And I'm never gonna go. Welcome to
come to paradise.
That was Welcome to Paradise by Green Day. As to honor to this is WMUC FM College Park, where college music is good music. You're listening to Sellouts with CO, where we take an artist and we look at whether they sacrifice their artistic integrity in order for fame and money. Today we're looking at Green Day, and so that was the titular artist. And we were playing that song to show, yeah, this was the song of an era, representation of an era that launched them into superstardom, and felt like some of the earlier fans had betrayed. To be fair, though, they'd only started releasing music 4 years earlier, which does actually feel like a long time in music terms, but they were making music that stayed true to the music they had been making before. They did not, you know, do a Maroon 5 and do a 360. You know, and they kept releasing rock music and punk music for 3 albums. Well, no, that's not fair. They kept releasing music and that just kept not hitting. And so that culminated in American Idiot, the album, which also has American Idiot, the song on it, which was a rock opera that later was created into a Broadway musical, which was still a rock punk album, and they stayed true to the roots, but it was the next time that they really achieved the type of fame and prestige that they had in their first major record label album. So now we're going to build to that American Idiot, and we're going to start with an artist that many have said is very representative of this era. This is The Who. This is Baba O'Reilly.
Thank you.
That was Baba O'Reilly by The Who. This is WMUC FM College Park, where college music is good music, and you're listening to Salads with Sia. Now we're going to listen to some other music. But that song, Baba O'Reilly, so after Dookie, Green Day continued to musically explore different types of rock music, and it should be noted that The Who, that song was very musically interesting, and so Green Day tried to continue and explore their musical creativity. And so now we're going to listen to some rock music by an artist who had similar, they were one of the other artists who sort of broke into the, what's it called? Broke into the mainstream with their rock music and became another way for young American teens to get sucked into rock music. This is All the Small Things by Blink-182. That was All the Small Things by Blink-182. Now we're going to listen to Wake Me Up by September Ends by Green Day on WMUC College Park. This song is on their album American Idiot that was also a rock opera, so it had to be musically cohesive. And today we've covered why Green Day, while they did strive to be famous and, you know, maybe took some influences that they didn't take credit for, they, at the end of the day, have stayed true to at least the image of who they are. They say they're a punk rock band, they stay seeming like they're a punk rock band, even if they have moved more into a mainstream area. They don't seem to take advantage of their fans, they seem to just be in love with the touring, making music. This is American Idiot, and this is Wake Me Up When September Ends, which I guess I should have played last week, and then I could have taken a nice long nap and then woken me up. And then woken up a couple days ago. But here you go. This is about, seems like it might be the end of our time together. So I just want to say, have a nice day. This is Waking Me Up When September Ends by Green Day. Again, this is WMEC FM College Park. And you're listening to Sellouts with Sia. And yeah, I hope to see you next time.
Summer has come and passed. The innocent can never last. Wake me up when September ends. Like my father's come to pass. 7 years has gone so fast. Wake me up when September ends. Here comes the rain again, falling from the stars, drenched in my pain again, becoming who we are. As my memory, but never forgets what I lost. Wake me up when September ends.
faster we're falling, we're stopping and stalling, we're running in circles again. Just as things were looking up, you said it wasn't good enough, but still we're trying one more time. Maybe we're just trying too hard, when really it's closer than it is too far. Complain, but when you're driving me insane, well then I think it's time that we took a break. Maybe we're just trying too hard, when really it's closer than it is.